You're listening to a podcast from the Christian Medical Fellowship.
Hello and welcome to this latest CMF podcast. I'm Andrew Horton. Now, this podcast features an interview with Dr. Andrew Ferguson, the outgoing head of communications at the Christian Medical Fellowship. It was recorded on the day he recently retired. Listen in for his reflections, his wisdom, and his prayer for the future of CMF. So I'm here with Andrew Ferguson, the outgoing head of communications here at CMF. You've been here for 15 of the last 22 years, Andrew. Tell me, how have you seen CMF develop and grow over this time?
Well, I came to work with my predecessor for 18 months and then become the General Secretary of Christian Medical Fellowship, which I did for almost another 10 years. For a while, I was the only doctor on the staff. And dotted around the country and in the London office, we've got, I don't know how many, coming on for a double-figure number of doctors we're linked with. So that shows how much the ministry of CMF has grown. The range of activities we do has grown accordingly. The income we need to sustain that has grown pretty well. In a way, sadly, the only thing that hasn't realistically grown has been the total membership number. And I think that's not that we're not doing a good thing. It's much more about pressures on doctors' time, reluctance to join organisations for life, and matters like that. But in short, CMF's activities and influence have grown enormously over those 20-something years.
How has it changed in terms of being a Christian doctor or Christian student doctor or Christian working in healthcare over that time, in terms of the pressures facing those people in those professions?
Well, medicine has got much more pressured. There are a lot more treatments we can give people, but sometimes it's not ethically right to do things. We certainly don't have to give every possible treatment to every possible patient in every possible situation just because those treatments exist. Medicine's become much more expensive. We spend, I don't know, at least three times as much, probably in real terms, on healthcare now as we did 22 years ago. There are more ethical issues. The prevailing culture in Britain has changed. There's much more pressure for euthanasia, assisted suicide, things that wouldn't have been considered possible, really. Artificial reproductive technology has thrown up all sorts of issues. Sometimes the law has changed in a way that I think as a Christian organisation we feel is wrong. And Britain has changed, culture has changed. Christianity's been on retreat, but I think it's at the worst plateaued out, and at the best state is starting to regain some confidence in God's word and the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're just starting to move forward again.
Ethics, as you say, has been one of your areas of expertise and specialisms over the years. And how have you found that area changing? Has there been much change in that as well?
Yes, the whole approach that the medical profession's taken to ethics has altered. Britain is a much more pluralistic culture. So we've not only got the Christian faith and the Judaic tradition arguing, a growing number of Islamic doctors, Hindu, Buddhist doctors. Because of tensions that are perceived in this country and certainly in conflicts around the world, the pressure is on to privatise faith of any kind, to be totally secular, totally humanist. And there's a deluded belief that that's neutral. It isn't, of course, neutral. It's a worldview with as many presuppositions as being Christians. So we're fighting against the worldview in British culture, reflected in the law and Parliament and the media. We're fighting against the worldview in the medical profession. We're fighting against the problems that new technology raises, even as it brings blessings in other areas. It's got much more complicated and much more busy.
And why is CMF important in particular regard to that?
I think I've always seen CMF as having two main roles. One is to be there as a fellowship. It's an old cliche, but the word fellowship's talking about caring for the other fellow in the ship. I think we need to support those doctors and students and other health professionals having an increasingly difficult time, by and large. But I think we also have to be a voice for Christian values in society. And it just so happens that it's in medicine and healthcare that the Christian worldview obviously and publicly and in a high-profile way comes into conflict with a secular worldview. Therefore, I think CMF is needed more than ever. And for Christian health professionals out there who aren't yet members, join in.
And how encouraging can it be, do you think, to be a member of CMF?
I think people who don't join but who do know about CMF ask themselves, well, what do I get out of it? I can look at the literature on the internet for nothing. I can turn up at a CMF conference and maybe pay a slightly bigger fee but still get that. I'm old-fashioned. I think we got to pay for our pleasures, got to pay for our privileges, and I think it's a duty. I always encourage every doctor in Britain to join the British Medical Association, of which I'm a member, and I've been quite active locally in that over my entire medical career. And I think if you're a Christian, it's equally a duty to join the Christian Medical Fellowship, support each other, get a lot out of it. We can be an advocate for you. We can give you all sorts of specialist advice in ethical areas or to some extent even in disputes which might relate to your Christian faith. We can support each other. We need each other. It's vital that Christian health professionals join CMF.
One of my first conferences for the Christian Medical Fellowship was the Junior Doctors Conference back in October last year, where you were the main speaker there, Andrew. You do really have a heart for junior doctors, student doctors and the upcoming generations, don't you?
Yes, I do. I personally became a Christian halfway through my 6 years at medical school, and my whole life changed, my values, my direction, what I thought was important, my approach to relationships and so on. God's blessed me in that. But the most difficult years are probably the first years after graduating to be a doctor. The pressures are on, tough decisions, long hours, stress. The hours may be shorter now, but it's more stressful while you're there for that fewer number of hours, or maybe because of that fewer number of hours. We have a heart, therefore. My predecessor had a sort of way of summing up CMF that it was about making Christian doctors better Christians and better doctors. Mm. So I have a real heart for doctors in training in a world that isn't nearly as easy as the one I moved through 30-something years ago originally. And I have a real heart for Christians that they might be real disciples of Christ and not do that on Sundays or at midweek house group, but do it 24/7, take it to work with them, be whole people, practicing whole person medicine with a whole faith and with integrity.
And scripture is important too, isn't it, Andrew? How important is it for these next generation to read the Bible and get stuck into scripture?
It's really foundational for both those roles, becoming a Christian disciple in general and knowing the answers to the ethical problems. What we're doing with students in particular is trying to help them to think through the ethical problems before they are the one with the responsibility if a patient or a colleague or an employer raises it. And we're just about to bring out a book called Foundations, which gives a really sort of fast take on any one of about 80 different issues. It's been a long time in the pipeline, but it's trying to meet that dual need of basic Christian discipleship with how does my faith work out in medicine. It's designed to stop Christian doctors getting into trouble, designed to build them up in a very positive way. And together with all the new media we've got, podcasting, video, audio, blogs, Twitters, Facebook, all the rest, we really are making resources available to you in user-friendly ways. Put the headphones on the train, put them on when you're jogging. My view, I'm old-fashioned, there's no substitute for sitting down with an open Bible and giving the best of your day in prayer and Bible study to God. But we're all different. If you just want to look at the daily devotion for Christian health professionals on the CMF homepage, get your quiet time that way. But please get your quiet time.
Okay, so 15 of the last 22 years here at CMF. What does the immediate future hold for you, do you think, Andrew?
Well, personally, we want a rest. Our daughter's getting married. We're looking forward to that. We're moving home and moving area, moving church, setting up in a new area. 3 to 6 months, I've just negotiated with CMF, although I already have a number of commitments in the diary for that time. After that, I'll be bored, wouldn't mind a bit of money. Ring me up, make me an offer, and we'll see what I can do.
Okay, and finally, what would your prayer be for CMF as you leave now?
Keep on doing all the good things that we've been doing. Do them even better. Build the range of contacts, even if we don't build the number of people in membership. Seek God's will to know what we go for and what we don't. We can't possibly do it all. Know whom to work with and on what and when and whom to avoid. Above all, to have the courage of our convictions and bring the hope of Christ to a very needy world.
Okay, Andrew, thank you ever so much. It's been great to work with you in my short time here, and we wish you all the best here from CMF.
Thank you. Thanks, Andrew.